drum.
What's this?
Okay, yes.
Not the drum.
Yeah, okay, drum. Drum. Oh, it's not drum. Oh, yeah, it's clapping hands. People are clapping hands.
Everybody to Big Show and Middle Show. Today, my special guest is Francine.
Hello, everyone.
And today, I'm going to ask a bunch of questions. What is your favorite toy when you were young?
My favorite toy?
When you were young.
Oh, that's got to be my musical ice cream truck.
How does it look like?
It was pretty retro looking. It was predominantly pink. It ran off some batteries, and when you turn it on, it would actually like drive, and it would go da na 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 na. That was the best.
What is your favorite food?
My favorite food? Oh gosh, how much time do we have?
I don't know. I love science.
Okay, I guess if I had to pick one thing, it would be French fries.
Okay, Dad, do you like burger because you like french fries?
Yeah, it's a pretty good combo. It's a bit of a winning combo, but I'm pretty fussy about my burgers. I don't like any tomato in them, but I generally like extra cheese. But then sometimes it can be too cheesy.
Okay. Have you heard of Chinese New Year french fries?
No, tell me more. I'm intrigued.
It's basically like french fries that look like it's like round and round and round.
Can you show me a picture?
It's like this, like this, like this, like this. Around and round.
So we're doing a quick Google. Chinese New Year french fries. Is this a specialty in Singapore?
It's a round and round one. Remember you ate we ate.
Can you take me to get some later?
Oh no. Ow, you're literally pinching me. Okay, I don't really know. Okay, never mind. What is your... Do you love poop?
Do I love what?
Poop.
Food?
Poop.
Oh, poop.
Yes.
In what context?
In going to the pool and poop.
Yeah, I mean... I guess so.
I say going to the pool to poop.
Yeah, to do a poop.
Yes, in the pool.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of alone time. You know, I play on my phone, return some messages.
Do you like enjoyable. Toys?
Hmm?
Do you like toys?
Toys? Yeah, I like toys.
Ooh, then what's your feet? Then, okay.
Can I ask how many subscribers you have to this?
Let me see. Yeah, mama. Uncle Ma, Grandpa, Uncle Nee, Uncle Lionel, Papa, Mama.
All right, so it's pretty exclusive.
Eight or nine.
All right, yeah. I can live with that.
Yeah. Now it's down. Now there's nine people because you are inside. Okay. Then, do you like a toy that it is a shot and then you put it in the seesaw and then there's a controller and then you do the controller?
Yes, I think you showed me this today. You try to get me to buy it for you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Do you love ice cream?
I do. I love ice cream. I actually went to the Museum of Ice Cream yesterday.
Tell me about the... Mommy, you're distracting the... Tell me about the Museum of Ice Cream.
Sure. So it's located in Dempsey. And it was about $40 to get in. But for the ticket price, you got all you can eat ice cream. Do you want me to tell you all the flavours that I sampled?
Yes.
All right. So I started with a mandarin sorbet. Moved on to a pink coconut ice cream. Followed by a scoop of chocolate. Then I moved on to the next room where they serve soft serve. And I first had a vanilla soft serve with sprinkles. Then I had an apple pie soft serve with cereal. Then in the third room, there's five rooms of ice cream. Okay, in the third room, they had the stick ice creams, and I had like a chendol with black rice flavor and a pandan and coconut. Then in the fourth room, they had the ice cream sandwiches serving the little wafers, and there was a lychee rose and a taro milk tea, and the lychee rose was the best. Like, I had two of those. And then in the last one, guess what flavor they have? It's insane. They had sambal chili flavor, but they served it on a Ritz cracker, and it actually worked with the saltiness of the cracker. And then to finish off, you got strawberry cheesecake, but it wasn't an ice cream. It was just strawberry cheesecake, and you can have as many helpings as you want. And then there was a large pool filled with sprinkles, and you could like go in the sprinkle pool. You can like take selfies. You can like fall back into the pool. And you can like swim around in the sprinkles. It was heaps of fun. Heaps of photo opportunities. I took so many selfies.
Okay. Well, how do you swim in a sprinkle when there's no water?
Why? Oh, there was like a lot of sprinkles. It was quite a deep sprinkle pool. In fact, I can probably show you, which I don't know if it's going to work for...
Well, no one can see it, you know.
I know,
that,
I
right?
know. But like, trust me, okay? It was deep. Like, it was probably knee deep. I was knee-deep in pink sprinkles. See?
Where are you?
Oh, in this... well, I'm obviously not in the photo because I took the photo. But,
I was thinking they're so deep that I can't see you.
Oh, right. But yeah, here's me in the sprinkles. That's not me farting. That's Trentino making farting noises. I just want to preface that. Thank you.
That's literal farting. I mean, not farting. Just kidding, defending. Okay, what do you like to do?
What do I like to do? Like in my spare time?
Yes.
I like to watch Netflix.
What do you watch on Netflix?
Oh, what am I currently into? Wow, good question. Right now I'm watching Physical 100 on Netflix. Sorry, is she part of the podcast?
No. Not very. No.
Physical 100. So it's a Korean show. I watch it with the English voiceovers. It just makes it a lot easier for my overall enjoyment. And basically, it's a lot of like fit, buff bodies, and they're basically competing to see who has the best physique, which I think is kind of odd because, I mean, I don't think like the physical look of your physique really has anything to do with like, you know, your strength, right? I think a lot of it comes down to like mental willpower and your Daddy. Determination and your ability to push through. Would you agree?
I don't know.
Okay.
Now I like Avatar.
Huh?
And basketball.
You and like basketball?
I like Slam Dunk. I like.
Do you follow the NBA?
I don't know NBA.
It's the National Basketball Association in the USA.
Oh.
I used to be a massive Detroit Pistons fan.
Okay. Do you love collecting rocks?
Do I love collecting rocks? Do diamonds count?
No.
Just kidding, I can't afford diamonds, but like, if I could, I totally would.
I like my rocks. I have a lot of rocks, probably 16.
60 rocks?
Oh, yeah.
I have seen your rock collection. It's quite impressive.
I want to show them to Dr. Young. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you love squirrels?
We don't actually have squirrels in Australia. I don't think so anyway.
I've seen so many squirrels in Australia.
Really? Yes. Where did you see a squirrel? Oh, like at the zoo?
No, like in the park.
Oh. You'll have to point them out to me next time.
Are your eyes blind? Can't see?
Hmm?
Your eyes blind, you can't see.
Am I blind?
Yes.
No?
That's why it's a pretty thing, you may not be able to see.
It's because I don't think they actually exist, but you know.
They don't exist.
Oh, I don't think we have squirrels in Australia. I'm going to Google it right now. Squirrels in... Oh goodness, the first thing that started coming up was squirrels in my pants. Squirrels in Australia. Oh, okay. Sorry, I apologize. We do have squirrels in Australia. They're an introduced species.
Oh, right. Okay.
What's happening? Are there any further questions?
I think no. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks.